So you trolling someone this week on Twitter?
I wasn't trolling anybody. I was being trolled.
You were trolling.
Listen, I just want to say, Vicky Patterson is an absolute, complete and utter...
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get technical about technology. This week we're chatting all things technology, from our experiences with gadgets and goos and kind of everything that we've done over the past 10 years. Plus, we're chatting technology in the ever-changing world.
Ooh. I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. How are you doing? If you've never joined us before, welcome. Honestly, it's a great place to be. It's a great podcast to start on episode 23. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes, please just search for us on iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM, or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM.
It made me laugh when you just said, we're talking about our experience with gadgets. You mean your experience with gadgets?
Yeah, well, that's...
I have had zero experience
that
with any
true.
Gadgets.
Yeah, I can't imagine you've had a single bit of experience with gadgets, but maybe we're going to get to that. Episode 23 is the one we're talking about technology. It might all come out indeed, but before all that, hi, hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I made, this week, in fact, my 20th appearance on the TV show Big Brother's Bit on the Side.
Oh, 20th. You are practically an A-lister.
So I've earned a total of £20 in those 20 episodes. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I guess a true fact about me is this week, in my 20-odd years of being on this earth... 20-odd of being on this earth, it is the first time I'm going to do a big shop.
All on your own?
All on my own.
When are you doing this momentous occasion?
After this podcast, actually.
Really? After
I'm
this episode?
Go shopping. I don't even know which supermarket to go to. What's the cheapest these days?
This is very... Well,
but the nicest as well.
Not Tesco or Asda.
I just want to go to M&S.
Tesco and Asda on M&S on sponsors. Please do drop us a tweet at Luke and Lucy FM. We're open to sponsorships. Speaking of which, the podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club, and we're going to tell you an amazing offer that we're giving to you for free, completely free, at the end of this episode. So stay tuned for that. Before all that, though, episode 23. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode, the one where we talk about technology, right?
It's because you're obsessed with technology.
Well, I am obsessed with technology, and that is probably one of the big reasons why I obviously wanted to do that.
But those who know Luke, he is a bit of a geek.
First of all, for the ones who don't know Luke, I'm not a technology geek. I'm just passionate about technology. There's a difference, Lucy.
Geek.
Yeah. I was at a train station, right? And it was late at night, and this gentleman sat next to me, and he'd had quite a few drinks. He was slightly intoxicated. I'm not going to lie. And I was on my phone, right? I was tweeting, probably trolling somebody. And I was tweeting away, and he said to me, "You're going to get square eyes." To which I turned to the gentleman and said, "I actually have a debilitating eye disease, so I've already got square eyes, effectively." And he said, "Oh, well, I don't even go on my phone." I said, "Oh, right, what phone have you got?" "I don't have one."
How old was this gentleman?
Maybe in his 60s, right?
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, why don't you have a phone?" He said, "I'm not having that thing attached to me. The only way people can get in touch with me is landline. That's it." And you know what?
Does anyone even use landline anymore?
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I sat there and thought, this conversation doesn't ever happen anymore. I do not know a single human being I've ever met who doesn't have a mobile phone.
There's
80, 90-year-old pensions walking around with bricks in the bags.
That's very true. Well, my ex-boyfriend's dad refused to get a phone. Refused to get a phone for years and years.
Why was that? Because he thinks they're going to cause cancer or something?
Yeah, he doesn't see the point in them. His wife had a phone, so if anyone wanted to get to him, contact his wife.
Always with his wife, unless of course he was having an affair. Just saying that, you know, don't be weird contacting.
I don't think he's having an affair.
I just think as well. So like, that conversation really took me back, and I thought, wow. That got me thinking about this episode and technology, because I thought, this is staggering. Who doesn't have a mobile phone these days?
Well, like, phones only existed in our lifetime, didn't they?
That's the thing.
You think they've been around forever? Well, mobile phones, that
mobile
is. Obviously
phones.
Not landlines.
7 billion people on this planet, Lucy. How many people of those 7 billion have mobile phones?
Oh, 6 billion?
4 billion.
Oh, wow. So there's still a lot.
Still a lot of people. Well, there's people like Mongolia and stuff. They communicate with coconuts or something, don't they? They don't need mobile phones. 3.5 billion people, though, don't do what every day?
Ring people every day?
No, this isn't phone related. It's just an extra tidbit of
flow.
3.5 people
go
don't
on the internet every day.
They don't brush the teeth.
Ew.
It's vile.
What's that got to do with technology?
Oh, I'm just saying. Just an extra tiny fact.
That many people really don't brush their teeth.
Well, you've got to think, Lucy. You ain't got a mobile phone. You ain't a phone and a toothbrush either.
Can you imagine snogging someone who's not brushed the teeth?
You probably have.
So gross.
You definitely have. Probably
no
last night.
I don't snog people.
You don't. Do you engage in a passionate embrace?
No.
Is that what you call it?
No.
The podcast about the episode about snogging will be coming in a few weeks' time. So, you know, do you remember when I remember my first ever, actually, to be honest,
your first ever snog?
No, I was going to talk about, you know what?
Have you even had one, Luke?
My first ever, yeah, I kiss my girlfriend once a year. Hi, Phoebe, if you're listening, which you're not, I know you don't. That's why we don't kiss. But, you know, my first ever gadget, I would say, was probably a Game Boy. Do you remember Game Boys?
I used to love Nintendo's. Now, they were the best games ever.
Brilliant.
Crash Bandicoot
game
on Nintendo, the best game ever.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't care what anyone says.
But seriously, though, like, I had a game. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. I had a Game Boy, and that was probably my first ever gadget. It was black and white. It was really the original. It was chunky.
I remember my brother having one. I do remember what they looked like.
They were all the
rage. He wouldn't let me play, though.
They were the gadgets before gadgets. I mean, you had those little plastic things as a kid, but the first real gadget I think I had was a Game Boy. And obviously, now there's like, you can get apps.
How old did you, like, about 7 or something?
Oh, yeah, no. I was advanced. I was a learner, maybe 5. I remember my first ever mobile phone that my granddad, may he rest in peace, he bought me a BT Cellnet U.
BT Cellnet U?
That's what it was. It's a mobile phone.
Was it this with the little antenna
at
the top?
Yes, it had a tiny little stump
at the top. I loved them. My favourite ever phone, though, was the like pink Motorola flip phones.
Oh, yeah, they were all the... Flip phones are dead now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but I'm sure Adele had one on in her Hello video.
Yeah, she probably had one on because she was paid to have one on in that video. It's probably an endorsement deal.
Motorola probably paid her.
Yeah, Motorola, a dying brand.
A vintage flip phone. Do you know what, though? I think they'll come back into all the range.
You think flips?
Yeah, I think it'll come back round and they will be like vintage phones that will be popular again.
Well, this is the thing, though. We've seen a shift, though, over the past few years, because there used to be a big hype of getting things smaller. So, for example, if you remember the first ever big computer,
they started out huge, didn't they?
And then scaling it back, and to laptops, right? But have you noticed now, tablets and laptops are actually going bigger.
I know. So you want them bigger, though, don't you? I get a headache if you look at a screen for too long.
The bigger the better, as far as I'm concerned, because I need a cinema projected laptop effectively to see anything with. So it just kind of makes it really... I mean, I remember my first ever computer and the sounds it made loading up. It was like an air raid siren going off.
That was when you connected to the internet, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and no, but even loading up with the amount of fans to cope with the hard drive and everything.
Yeah,
it was just really, really very like...
And then connecting to the internet took about 10 minutes with all the...
And if you just joined us, we're not having a fit. That is us showing you
connecting
the sound
to the internet.
We're trying to connect to dial-up, and that's what we're doing. But if you think
kids these days will not know the pain we had to go through.
No, they won't know. That's the thing. They're growing up in an age where iPads come out the womb.
It's the norm.
That's exactly
like 11-year-olds these days. Instead of asking for a new Game Boy or something, they're asking for a new iPad.
These days, instead of asking
cost
for
10 times as much.
Instead of asking for dummies, they're asking for dummies with apps. So they want a dummy and then show an app in the mouth.
That'd be quite good there, that, wouldn't it?
Well, this is the thing.
Get them to stop crying.
700 apps a day are loaded onto the App Store.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember a time? Just think for one moment. A time before apps.
Yes, I do. A couple of years ago when I had a BlackBerry.
There were still apps on BlackBerry.
Was there?
Yeah. You just probably didn't download. You didn't know how to download any, imagine.
Well, I don't know. Maybe just before I had a phone.
I remember a time before apps. And I remember, again, my first ever app. And I think I downloaded it. I think that was on a Motorola phone that I downloaded an app on. And it was like a game. And I played it. And it was like this horrible black and white game. It wasn't Snake. It was like a cheaper version.
Oh, I used to love Snake.
It might have been black and white Tetris. And I was playing it.
Oh, Tetris.
And I thought, this is the greatest thing ever. And now look at it. You can get Tetris. We can get Tetris on our mobiles right now.
Can we?
Speaking of which, if you haven't
got... I need to download that.
If you haven't got the Audio Boom app and want to listen to us, download the Audio Boom app right now and you can listen to previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM.
But that's the thing, like, technology in relative terms is really still quite new, isn't it?
Oh, it's still evolving, yeah.
But like, you couldn't live without it now, couldn't you not?
If you think about when you get up in the morning, so you think about the first thing you do, literally you'll do this
straight on my phone.
Straight on your phone.
I'm in bed for at least 15 minutes looking at my phone until I get up.
If you were to remove that phone, then you'd have 15 minutes doing what? Actually, I don't want to know what you're doing for 15 minutes. Just saying, Lucy.
Sleep.
Yeah. Huh? And, you know, and then you get in your car. Now, technology has advanced in your cars, for example, from CD players to tape players and all that sort of stuff.
To Bluetooth,
which you don't have. I know you still got a CD player in your
car. I really want a Bluetooth, though. It's so unfair. You'd think you'd have it in my car.
Anyone wants to donate a Bluetooth to Lucy, then just tweet her at Lucy M. Hilton. And, you know, so you do that. Then you get to work. What do you do at work?
Straight on the computer.
Straight on the computer.
Emails. Well, do you know, on an average work day, apparently, a typist's fingers, which I suppose would be me. I'm sending emails all day.
Former journalist as well.
They travel about 12.6 miles in a day.
How far do your fingers travel in a day, Lucy?
12.6. Mine probably travel 15 miles.
Your fingers are doing more in a month physically than you're doing in a month.
I'm doing in a...
In
lifetime.
A lifetime, exactly, yeah. But it seems though, our fingers are getting a workout more than ever before now. Because if we had no hands,
phones as well, like,
unless you could train your toes to tap iPads.
With phones, it's probably 20 miles
a day. That's the thing, you're constantly doing it. You're texting, you're trolling, you're sexting.
Speaking of which, I remember Babs, like my mum.
That's Lucy's mum.
A couple of years ago, shouted at me all the time. Get off texting. Rah, 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 while you're at the dinner table. Now she's worse than me.
That's the thing, though. Like, your mum is a typical example of a generation that has grown, has had to be forced into technology.
Yeah.
Because
the Silver Surfers as well now, they call them.
That's
don't they?
The Silver Surfers. Now, my dad, I remember he, for years, wouldn't even look at my computer. He said he didn't want to get involved in any of that. I don't know what that meant.
You kind of have to, though, now, because everything's going online, isn't it? So
there's positives as well. You know, emails, you can email people from around the world. Skype these days, you can video call people.
China
it's revolutionary.
China still doesn't have Skype,
really?
Does it?
Well, I mean, they're busy, aren't they?
Oh, they're busy. Yeah, no, it's banned in China.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Speaking of text messages, Lucy, 92% of text messages are read in less than...
A second, I'd say.
No, in less than 3 minutes, apparently. 92% of text messages sent globally are read in less than 3 minutes.
Everyone has the phones
on. In your
on
case,
them,
they're read in 0.001 milliseconds. Lucy just gets excited if anybody texts, even if all two text her an
please
offer.
Please text me.
If you want Lucy's number, it's 07. No, I'm not. Seriously, tweet me. I'll get me. You know, but so that's the thing. My mum for years didn't have a mobile. My dad for years wouldn't go on the computer. No, my dad bought a state-of-the-art laptop weeks ago, and it's better than my laptop.
He doesn't have a clue
of any of the capabilities of the laptop, but he's got it and he's going, oh, look at this.
That's quite cool. He might donate it to you if he gets bored of it.
And then, obviously, we mentioned on a previous episode, please check out episode 22 about social media. It's a great one. And we talked on that about the dangers of the internet with trolling and relationships breaking up and stuff like that. Then, you know, technology is kind of...
Well, there are dangers
of the
internet.
It's a side effect of technology, though, isn't it? That's the thing. It's kind of... You get to the point now where you think, geez.
But that's some amazing things. Like, without technology, a lot of criminals wouldn't have been caught. Like CCTV, for example.
Exactly.
And so there are awesome things from it. Well, you couldn't live without it, though, couldn't you?
You couldn't live without it. It's 60 billion emails sent a day.
Yep.
Like, do you remember sending your first ever email?
I don't actually, no.
No.
Do you?
I remember sending my first ever email, and I think it was to my friend Darren, who, by the way, does listen to the podcast. Hi, Darren. And I remember, sending my first ever email to my friend Darren, and I think it went something like, hi, can you read this?
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, is that my first ever text? Maybe both. I can't remember. Put it that way, that's what I did. But emails, like, how easy is an email these days? Do people do handwritten letters?
Like, I send them probably at least 100 every day.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Imagine,
maybe not a weekend.
Imagine if you couldn't do that, though. What would you do?
What to do with my life?
Well, we don't know what you do with your life, but what do you do with handwritten letters?
Well, yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
You'd no choice.
What would you do, I suppose?
I've absolutely no idea. What did anyone do? Do you remember a time before emails? Please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM, and, you know, we'd like to know. We don't remember a time before emails properly.
And can I just say, Weetabix has actually just tweeted me.
What?
Thank God for technology.
Have they?
Well, I tweeted them last night because the new guy on their advert on TV is quite dreamy.
Oh, geez,
so I just tweeted about it and they've replied.
What have they said?
They just put, oh, our secret agent, and put a picture of him with some Photoshop glasses, sunglasses on him.
Are they giving you some free Weetabix?
I know, I really want some. I'll tweet them back.
Tweet them a link to this podcast if Weetabix are listening right now. We'd love you to sponsor Luke and Lucy FM.
Okay, so the average age of gamers, talking about video games again, is 35 years old. That surprised me, you know. I thought they'd all be about 14.
No, not necessarily.
I suppose you're obsessed with them
I started really young, to be honest. 30, you know, the thing is, though, gaming, though, it spans the generations. You've gone from, even you've seen...
Does it span the genders, though?
You know what? You won't believe how many female gamers there are out there.
Really? I don't know a single one.
Well, a future episode, we're going to do a one on gaming, I'm telling you, and then you will get a female gamer on the phone, and then we can get an education for you.
I think people would turn off if we had a full podcast about gaming.
I don't think so. I think we'd attract a brand new audience on a brand new level.
Well, we'll see.
30 million people watch TV a day.
That doesn't surprise me. You come home, stick TV on.
In the UK.
People are obsessed with Game of Thrones.
You know what, though? Even if you think about television as well, they've got bigger but yet smaller, thinner. They've got bigger but thinner, haven't they?
TV
screens, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember our first TV screen. It was like the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Like,
ever.
Wide.
And it went so far back. Like, we had to, I think, knock through a wall to get it into
its
place.
Extreme.
No, I'm serious. I think that's what we did. And I kind of think to myself, you know, you look at something like Netflix now, which has become absolutely revolutionary. And Netflix, obviously, one of the reasons why Blockbuster went bankrupt.
Well,
it's as simple as that.
So I do work in PR as well, and we actually have a very interesting client who analyses TV trends and things like that. Yeah, it's actually really interesting about everything's going to Netflix and everyone's kind of wanting like video on demand at the minute. No one's got time to go home and watch things live anymore.
We live in a world now where we want it instantly. We don't want it next week.
Exactly.
We don't want it in 10 years' time. We want it instantly. That's why this podcast is available instantly every Sunday night at 9 p.m. in the UK time. Just saying.
And
Even this now, we wouldn't be doing Luke and Lucy FM
if it wasn't for technology. OMG. And
I think, to be honest, we could be here all day talking about technology.
Oh, we could be.
But there's
so much technology. There's stuff that we've not even spoke about.
What sort of facts have you got?
Your watch is a piece of technology, right?
My watch, it's not an Apple watch, though. That's a new thing, isn't it? This
I
is powered by
watch.
The sun. This is a Citizen Eco Drive, which I got for free.
A Citizen what?
It's powered by the sun. Citizen Eco Drive. Got it for free.
Oh, yeah, well done you.
What facts have you not read out, Lucy?
So Bill Gates, who obviously founded...
Who doesn't know Bill Gates?
He was actually a college dropout.
That's the thing. He's an inspiration to people who drop out of college.
People who don't want to study.
people who think to themselves I'm too thick to
Please,
study.
Kids, stay in school.
Don't stay in school. Be the next Bill Gates.
No,
be the next
stay in school.
I don't even think Richard Branson went to school. Lord Sugar started selling cockle deals or something when he was 16.
Yeah, but come on, this is like, you can count these people on your hand. There's a lot more.
Even, you know, the biggest thing that I think is one of the most revolutionary things about technology, aside from internet, the ability to search for anything you want ever without encyclopedias and looking things up. Google, 1 billion search results a day.
So what would you think is a big, important kind of member of staff for Google, one of the world's biggest internet platforms?
Bottom member of staff,
mm-hmm.
or the person, the head of Google.
No. So apparently Google rents out goats.
Do they stick Google search bars in them?
They rent out goats to help cut down on the amount of weeds and brush at the head office in California. Is it in California?
It is in California, on Silicon Valley. And on that ridiculous fact note, we are done with this week's episode.
I wouldn't mind a goat.
Yeah, oh, I bet you wouldn't, yeah. It's time for me to give up the goat, I think. We're done with this week's episode. We hope you've enjoyed episode 23, where we talk all about technology. We, of course, back on the podcast episode 24 next week. And we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for the people at High Life Diners Club. Well, we would be here. Yeah, but...
Okay, so another subject we love speaking about, other than technology,
food.
Is food,
we love
obviously.
Food. Who doesn't love food?
Love food?
But have you done an episode on food? We've done that many now. We're going
to
walk back.
Check
for us.
Yeah, and if you love dining out and if you love going out for food, you should never have to pay full price ever again.
Absolutely. Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
Yep. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price. Again, with High Life Diners, you can enjoy 2-for-1 dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
We do have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. It's dead easy. Just type in your phone with all technology and all tablet, computer, whatever you need, www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher. That's high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16.
Yep, that's LL16.
And that's for 3 months for your High Life card. We are done with this episode
of
Luke and Lucy FM.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you did, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. I just want to say thank you to all the people who have left us iTunes reviews recently as well. We really appreciate those. Thanks to technology now, you can leave an iTunes review on your phone. It's so very easy. Please do.
Yep, and if you want to be a part of the podcast, we do have regular speakers on each week. Then do
regular speakers. It's not guest lectures, Lucy.
Guest lectures. Get in touch with us on Twitter
at Luke and Lucy FM, or please do like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Luke and Lucy.
What is wrong with you?
I don't
today?
Know. You know what? I'm too. But you know what I'm trying to do? I'm on my phone during this episode. That's
the
problem.
Oh my goodness! You're so distracted by technology.
Do you think you could do a day without looking at your phone on technology? Ooh. Any sort of technology now?
I'd feel very anxious, I think. That's weird. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
say
bad.
That.
Yeah. Look, are you picking up the phone during the end of this? That's it. Right, no, we're done.
On that note.
Yeah, here's Marcus Bentley, a guy who recorded this in his house. That says it all about technology, I think. To see us out.
Not really. You can record on phones.
Well, you're so rude, Lucy.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.